Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Recently, Dr. Gabdigapar S. Tsitkazimov, a professor of economy and rector of the Kazakh University of Economy, Finance, and International Trade in Astana, Kazakhstan, spoke at Baylor's Global Business Forum, which explored China and the world economy. According to Tsitkazimov, the border between Kazakhstan and China is a busy place due to the geography of the region and because of China's demand for natural resources. China is Kazakhstan's fourth largest trading partner. Kazakhstan exports iron ore, oil, natural gas, wheat, and grains to its neighbor. China sends to Kazakhstan textiles, furniture, leather, plastics, and electronics. Through an interpreter, Tsitkazimov said, quote, "We hope to achieve a balance between exports and imports and diversify the commodity structure," unquote. Trade on the border between individuals accounts for up to half of all the trade between the two countries. This has negative consequences for Kazakhstan when household products from China threaten Kazakhstan's producers. Also, he said, the products from China are often poor in quality and dangerous. Many of the accredited Chinese companies operating in Kazakhstan act as mediators. They do not produce real products, he noted. Investment partnerships geared to oil and natural gas industries are significant, he said. China's national oil company is developing a large oil field in Kazakhstan. One already completed pipeline can move 2 billion tons of oil annually. A second one will transport 10 billion tons annually. Construction totaling $1 billion will be finished by 2009. China is also funding a hydroelectric plant in Kazakhstan. It has opened its own bank in Kazakhstan and is participating in the insurance market. However, Kazakhstan wants China to construct the machinery to process agricultural products. And China is not moving in that direction with great enthusiasm, said Tsitkazimov. Dr. Aigul Taksanova, Vice President of the Economic Research Institute of the Kazakh Ministry of Economics and Budget Planning, added that the gross domestic product is growing in China because of processing. In Kazakhstan, GDP is growing because of oil and natural gas exports and a rise in prices. China needs 9 million barrels of oil daily and supplies only 4 billion, she said through an interpreter. Kazakhstan is a reliable partner. The lessons for Kazakhstan, Taksanova said, are to increase the quality of its economic growth, diversify the Kazakhstan economy to produce high-quality products, and to ensure its oil reserves are, quote, a blessing rather than a curse, unquote. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.